Mary Jane, and I'm on the phone with one of the members of The Moog.
Yeah, hi, I'm Tonya. I'm the singer of The Moog.
Get its start?
Well, it started in 2004, and the core of the band was the three of us: the drummer Gregory, me, the singer, and one of the guitar players, Adi. We were classmates in high school, and the remaining two members came after a few months. First Chubby, and then Miguel, the last member.
So the Moog is based in Budapest, Hungary. How does the music scene compare to other places that you've been to?
Well, the music scene is really small. I mean, if we talk about the music, the type of music that we play, it's a smaller kind of scene. If we talk about indie music, I think Hungary has 7 or 8 indie bands.
Oh wow!
or maximum 10. So it's a rather small scene. Mm-hmm. But it's really family-like, and everyone helps the other band. So I kind of like it.
Yeah.
And if you wanna learn more about this scene, then you can check a website, which is www.indie.hu, and you can find some links of the bands and some news, and I don't know, it is an English version too, so check it out.
Okay. Well, since the scene is so small, how did you get into that kind of music?
Well, the scene is small but really enthusiastic, so if you are the part of the scene or whatever, then you are kind of up to date. So everyone tries to be updated, so everyone checks the latest news and talk about older bands too. So there are some snobbish geeks in this scene, so you are always well informed.
Well, what did you listen to growing up?
Many kinds of music. I don't want to embarrass myself, so I won't mention some of them. Well, I started to listen to kind of better music when I was 14, so I don't know. I started with Faith No More and Nirvana. And then later I discovered the 60s, so I listened to Kinks and Beatles and Sonics, I think when I was 16, 17 years old. And then Ramones and Blondie. And then I kind of discovered indie, whatever, when I was 17, 18 years old. So
yeah.
Not a long time ago. Yeah. That's my musical progression or whatever.
So the Moog is signed to an American label, Music Recordings. How has your experience been with that, and how does it feel to be the first Hungarian rock band to be signed in America?
It's a bit strange feeling to be the first rock band, but it's great because the label really treats us well, and they think that we can make it, and they believe in us, which is good. Mm-hmm. Since we are from the other side of the world, so.
So your debut CD, Sold for Tomorrow, is out now. How would you describe the music that's on that album?
Well, we try to make a pop album, which is rather pop, but it's not too candy kind of pop. So I think no one would say that it's a pop record. There are some pop songs with some attitude. That's how I describe, you know. Mostly these are upbeat, garage influenced indie pop songs. There are some other kind of songs, like Never Hide is a bit more dark and slow, and with a disco beat in it. We just went. We can't own, and we just ran. slow song called Anyone, which is a bit different from the remaining songs. And there's a huge difference between the chorus and the verses, which is funny, I think.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. And there's a kind of experimental song in the end called Xanax U.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, instrumental, whatever in the end. This is the longest song on the record.
Okay, well, is there a particular track that you guys had the most fun recording or writing?
Maybe Everybody Wants was funny, because we tried to make it really big and tried to record some other instruments too, which turned out to be redundant.
Mm-hmm.
So we erased those tracks. So.
Oh, okay.
It was fun to get back to the basics at the end. So.
So you guys were able to mix the album in the States. How was that?
We mixed it in Seattle with Jack Endino, which is a great experience because he's a legend.
Mm-hmm.
Because he mixed the first Nirvana album and the first Hot Hot Heat and other great bands' albums too. So it was a great experience. Moreover, because we are not Americans and we are from the other part of the world, so it was a bit film-like or movie-like for us.
Right.
And the mastering was great too. And there's a funny story about it, because the owner of the mastering studio was so proud that the studio is he told us that it's a really old building. It was built in 1923 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
Really fun for us, because, for example, the building where I live was built in 1886. So
oh, wow.
Most of the Hungarian buildings are older than the building he mentioned and where we mastered the record.
Uh-huh.
So, but it turned out great, so...
Okay, what was the most memorable or exciting part of putting together the album and your trip to the U.S.?
I think the most memorable was mixing the album with Jack Endino, because he's a really interesting and funny guy in a way.
Mm-hmm.
When he does something, he's really into it, so... It was fun to see that he was like a math professor,
yeah,
cruising around the mixing table, and he had long arms and long legs, and he was like a mad ape walking around and talking. So it was that was the biggest fun in making the record. But the biggest thing for me was to visit the U.S. because that was my first time in the U.S. and see how it looks like.
Uh-huh.
LA and see Hollywood, and it was fun.
So did you have a good experience in LA?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. We were in a strip joint. It was fun to see naked girls dancing for Mötley Crüe. It was fun.
Yeah.
That was really movie-like too, so.
All right, so what was the most difficult part of putting together your record?
Well, I think recording was the most difficult because we were so nervous that we can make the best material, because we knew already that Jack Endino will mix it, and it was gonna be mastered in LA. So we were really nervous to make everything right. But after the second or third day, we said it doesn't matter, that's who we are.
Right.
The tricks, and that's all. So.
Well, I recently saw your music video for the track I Like You.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really interesting, so I was just wondering, how was your experience with shooting the video? Did anything stick out with that?
Yeah, it was fun. First, we were a bit nervous again, because it was the first video shooting, but... everyone get drunk for the second part of the shooting, so
uh-huh.
It turned out quite good. First, we were too nervous to have good shots, but after a few hours, when we were a bit more drunk, then we had some better shots too. So
uh-huh.
The interesting part is that after we finished the shooting of the video, we went home, got our stuff together, and got to the airport, because our plane was taking off that night. So.
Oh, wow.
So, because we did a tour in the U.S., so
mm-hmm.
for 1.5 months. and it started the next day after the photo shoot. So it was fun that we shot the video, went home, went to the airport and started a tour.
and then get
back home. So it was fun.
So when the Moog performs live, do you guys have any signature moves or style you like to pull off?
I don't know. You have to tell it. Or someone who's in the audience. Well, we have stage clothes, or most of the times we have stage clothes. Uh-huh. For example, on the tour we had, we try to be elegant but still rock and roll. So we try to get this atmosphere with our stage clothes too. And everyone tells us that our performance is quite passionate.
All right, what was the last concert you went to?
Good question. I think the last concert that I saw was yesterday, because we played with other two bands. In a Hungarian city called Székesfehérvár, and we played with Amber Smith and with Jacked. These are Hungarian indie bands. Mm-hmm. I saw these gigs.
Are there any bands or musicians you'd like to collaborate with in the future?
There are many. The question is if they want to cooperate with me or with us too. So, yeah, there are too many to mention. I don't know.
Yeah. With the recent release of Sold for Tomorrow, I'm just wondering what's coming up for the Moog. What are your big plans for the future?
Well, I think we'll do another U.S. tour in the near future. Mm-hmm. We are already planning the recording of the next album. I think we'll record the next album in the winter, or a bit earlier, I don't know. So maybe it's going to be out in 2008, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And we plan a European tour too, but I don't know the dates of that either, so...
All right, well, I always end my interviews with the same three questions, so I was just wondering, do you have a slang term that you overuse?
Well, it's in Hungarian, so I don't know if you can understand it.
Well, you can just say it and then tell me what it means.
Okay. We use zsír in Hungarian, which is cool, uh-huh. American. But cool is really global, I think,
yeah.
U.S. But zsír is rather youth-like in Hungary, so...
Okay. All right, what's your drink of choice?
Usually red dry wine.
And how do you feel about eyeliner?
Eyeliner. Sometimes I used, but sometimes it makes me feel a bit ridiculous. It depends. Sometimes I feel like using it.
Well, do you have a final message to any of your fans who are listening to this?
I'm not used to speaking in English, so. But I will think about it and I will email it to you.
Okay, you do that.
The message for the fans.
Okay.
Oh, you always so that I'm an open book for you. So I don't try to prove.